The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
My goodness, you're home early.
Yeah.
I didn't even hear the car drive in. Did you leave it out in front?
No, I didn't. Oh, no hangers as usual. What happens? I take my coat off a wooden hanger here in the morning, and when I come home, it's gone.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't know why.
Let me look. I don't know. Oh, here's one right here.
Oh.
What is the matter with you? My goodness, you're cross.
Nothing.
Where's the car?
I left it downtown. Is dinner ready?
No, I put in a roast and we'll be done for another hour. Betsy's playing at Lisa Ronnie. Never dreamt you'd be home this early. You know, I feel that I'm getting a cold. Something wrong?
No. I'll just read the paper until dinner's ready.
Why did you leave the car downtown? Did it have to be fixed?
No.
Did you have an accident?
No.
Well, dear, we're going over to Harrison tonight. We need the car. I don't understand why you would...
All right. Downtown. We'll take a taxi.
A taxi? Way over there where they live on the other side of town. It would cost a fortune.
Look, did you find my wallet?
Your what? Oh, your wallet. No, I did not. Now, look, about the car.
I would rather not discuss the car, if you don't mind.
Well, I do mind. Well, what's the matter with you, dear? I can certainly see where Betsy gets her stubbornness from. Now, if something is wrong, can't you tell me? Dear?
I left the car downtown because I couldn't drive it home.
Why not?
Because I didn't have my driver's license.
Oh, that's right. It was in your wallet.
Yes.
Why didn't you go and apply for a new one?
I did. And it seems my driver's license expired anyway, and I should have applied last week.
Well, you can certainly get another one, can't you? Dear?
I had to pay $2 for a learner's permit.
Oh, no.
Yes,
oh,
a learner's permit. Me, that's been driving for years.
Well, why would you get a learner's permit?
So I could take the driving test.
Oh, honestly, isn't that a nuisance?
Yes.
Well, dear, don't get so upset over it. I suppose they have rules and regulations. You know, lots of red tape we have to go through sometimes. My goodness, you can take the driver's test. It's just routine. You'll get another license. Now, stop worrying about it, dear. I'll go see how dinner's coming.
I took the driver's test. I flunked it.
You flunked it? Oh, no. Oh, I'm sorry, dear. I can't help it.
This is the first time in our married life I've ever felt like divorcing you.
It is funny. Oh, dear.
I have been driving for years.
Well, tell me what happened.
I don't want to talk about it.
Well, I'll go turn the roast up, dear, and then I want to hear about it.
Me. Hey, it's been driving for years.
Well, now, calm down. I want to hear what happened.
I told you what happened. I flunked the driver's test.
Well, dear, I hate to say this, but you know how I've always said I think you go shooting around corners much too fast.
You do.
You clip your corners much too fast.
I have been driving for years, and I have never had an accident. By golly, I told him so, too.
Oh.
Ah, that driving inspector, that pipsqueak. Exactly what he was. A little smart, Alex.
Well, what happened if you didn't pass the test?
Well, they had this written examination. I was supposed to answer this long list of questions in exactly 3 minutes. Without doubt, they were the dumbest questions.
Mm, didn't you know the answers?
Well, I've had time to think, yes.
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. What about the driving part of the test?
Well, I don't know. I thought I did fine. I drove the way I always do, and you know yourself. I am one of the most careful drivers.
Did you put out your hand when you turned?
Yes.
You didn't jam on your brakes too sharply.
Oh, no. Now, you know I never do that.
Well, dear, you
I never jam on the brakes.
All right. Did you park the car all right?
Well, yes.
Now, honey, sometimes the way you sashay into a parking space...
Look, I do not really sashay into a parking space. If I do say so myself, I'm a very good parker.
Yeah, all right.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why I left the car downtown. Not allowed to drive it, you know. I only have a learner's permit. Got to have somebody with me in the car.
Well, now, dear, for heaven's sake, those are the rules, I guess.
And if I take the test again tomorrow, you will have to chauffeur me over there. I am so... Now, calm down.
Just calm down.
I have been driving since I was 16 years old, and I have never had an accident.
Well, you better wrap on wood.
Anyway, the inspector gave me a driver's manual and told me to study it. Here, where the heck is it? Here. Look, driver's manual.
Uh-huh.
Me, she's been driving since I was 16 years old.
Listen, don't worry. I've got an idea. Yeah. Carol just took driving lessons, and she had a list of questions for the test. I'll run over and get them right now so you can look at them before dinner.
I've been driving since I was 16 years old.
You sit down and study the manual.
Driver's manual.
I'll go over to Carol's and I'll be right back. I'll get all the information on what happened when she took her test.
Carol had never driven before?
No.
She passed the test?
Uh-huh.
I've been driving since I was 16 years old.
Now, stop fussing about it. I'll be right back. You study the driver's manual, and I'll be back in 5 minutes, dear.
Just study the driver's manual. Me that's been driving since I was 16 years old.
Honey? Can I get all the information from Carol? Oh, I'm out of breath.
Yeah, well, thanks. Wasn't really necessary. I glanced through the driver's manual. I know all the stuff that's in it.
Well, now, wait a minute. Let me get paper and pencil. Why don't I ask you some of the questions?
Oh, honey, for Pete's sake, I know all that stuff.
Well, let's just try it now. You don't want to flunk a second time. Come on, now, dear.
Okay, all right. Fire away.
Let's skip around. True or false? Flashing red traffic lights means slow down to 10 miles per hour and then proceed slowly.
True.
No, no, that's one wrong. Give me a pencil, dear, so I can check that wrong.
What do you mean wrong?
Flashing red traffic lights means stop and proceed with caution.
Oh. Oh, all right. Go on.
Vehicle traveling 40 miles per hour can stop in a distance of 75 feet.
True.
Oh, wait. That's wrong, dear.
If I am driving 40 miles an hour, I can make an emergency stop within 75 feet.
No, I most certainly can.
No, you can.
120 feet. That is, if you have four-wheel brakes. Now, if you have two-wheel brakes, it takes 180 feet. Now, try and remember that, dear. Two-wheel brakes, 180 feet. Four-wheel brakes, 120 feet. I tell you, you say to yourself, two-wheel, 180. Four-wheel, 120.
I am not going to say to myself any such thing. This is absolute nonsense, if you take it. Look, I have been driving...
You want to pass the test, don't you?
Go on.
True or false? Always look in the rear-view mirror and give proper signal before making a turn.
True.
Very good. You got that right. That was very good, dear.
Thank you.
Headlights must show an object the size of a man 625 feet ahead of your car.
Mm-hmm. True.
False, dear. 350. That's a little tricky, dear. You might not know that.
That isn't in the driver's manual anyhow.
Yes, it is, dear.
Well, the heck with it. I suppose you told Carol I flunked the test.
No, I did not. I said a very dear friend of mine had to take the test.
Mm. Are we very dear friends?
Aren't we?
Yeah, I guess we are. I feel so humiliated.
Well, dear, no one will ever know but us.
Well, I feel like a fool.
Oh, honey, no.
You know how tough these driving inspectors can be. If I get one in a bad mood and I flunk again...
You are not going to flunk again. Here. Now, bring up that desk chair. Put it alongside mine. Now, sit down. Pretend we're in the front seat of the car. You're driving, and I'm the driving inspector.
Oh, hey. Mighty cute driving inspector, if you ask me.
Stop it, Connie. Don't put your arm around me. Darling, the curtains are up. What if somebody goes past and looks in?
You're married.
Stop it now. Come on, now. Now sit up and make a left-hand turn.
All right. Left-hand turn.
Uh-huh. Give the signal for pulling up to the curb and stopping.
The curb and stopping? Okay, yeah. How's that?
Make a right-hand turn. What are you doing?
Making a right-hand turn.
Well, that's when you're making a mistake. Well, now we know what to work on, dear. Your signals are all wrong. Mm-hmm.
What do you mean my signals are all wrong?
Exactly what I said. Your signals are all wrong. This is for stop, the whole hand, see? And this is a left turn, one finger pointing. And this is a right turn. You just signal once. You aren't supposed to keep circling and circling your hand.
I have been signaling that way for years.
Well, then you've been doing it wrong for years.
Now, just a minute.
Those are the signals in this state. You can look it up in your driver's manual here. Take it and look it up now. I think it's a good thing you're taking the test. I think all you men ought to.
Oh, you do?
Yes, we do. Mm-hmm.
What do you mean, we do?
Oh, we've talked about it many times at the women's club about two men drivers. You're always saying, oh, look at that, a woman driver, wouldn't you know? But we never know what two men are going to do.
You don't?
No, we don't. Taxi drivers seem to have made up their own signals, or else they don't signal at all. They just sort of swoop down on you. Truck drivers turn off any time they feel like it. And honestly, honey, the way you dangle your hand out the car, I wouldn't know what you had in mind. At least we women have something definite in mind when we do signal. Now, that's
look, one. While I am learning the correct signals, maybe I better learn what you women do have in mind. Look, I'll just learn those, too. Now, for instance, when you do this, what does this mean?
Well, let me see what you're doing.
Well, so you're sort of, I don't know.
Like I've given a definite signal. Yes, I know. That means erase it. I've changed my mind. I'm going straight ahead after all.
Erase it.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds silly, but you... Yeah,
what kind of a signal were you giving a month ago when Chuck Hutchinson was behind you and you signaled and he crashed into our back fender?
That man has no business driving a car.
This is the signal that he said you gave him. This. Now, what does that mean?
I wasn't signaling at all. He just smacked right here. What did he say, Mrs.?
He's like this, something like this. Your arm was straight up in the air, and you were waggling it violently.
Why, I was certainly not. Oh! Oh, wait a minute. That was the day I won the prize at the bridge club. That was no signal. I was simply shaking my bracelets down, probably.
You were doing what?
I won the bracelets for a prize, about 10 little thin silver bracelets. I showed you. You wear them all on one arm, and I'd had my hand down, and I suppose the bracelets had slipped over my wrist a bit, so I was just shaking them down, probably. It didn't mean a thing.
It just meant $24 to have the fender fixed.
If Chuck had known his signals properly, he'd have known there was no such signal as that. You'd better learn the correct way, too. You know, you need to do a little brushing up here.
Brushing up, me? But I'll thank you to remember I taught you how to drive a car.
Well, then maybe if my signals are peculiar, it's because you taught me.
I'll certainly walk into that one.
Well, now, you sit right down again and study this driver's manual. I'm going out and put the potatoes in with the roast so they brown a little. Then I'll come back in and we'll start all over.
Oh, boy. Then you're never going to hear the end of this.
All right. Stop yelling.
I found it.
Found what?
I found my wallet. I had a pencil dropped behind the cushions on the sofa, and I reached down to get it. Here was my wallet.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, wonderful. It's better than that. By golly. Yeah, look. Here, see? My driver's license.
Yeah.
Don't have to take that test now, honey. Oh, golly. All this to do over nothing. Oh, boy, what a relief.
Well, here.
Look, I'll walk down to Lisa's and get Betsy in, and we can have dinner, huh? Boy, my star.
Well, honey,
and then after dinner, we'll get the babysitter, and we can take the bus downtown and get the car, drive over to the Harrison's.
Aren't you forgetting something?
What?
Your driver's license has expired. That's why you went through all this, and that's the law in this state. When we get the car, I think I'd better drive. Well, now, don't glare at me, darling. You did flunk the test.
Now, look, I do have a learner's permit, so I can drive.
Uh-huh. Well, as long as I'm with you, I guess it'll be all right. I'll watch your signals. Oh, come on. Now, don't be a poor sport.
All right. Wouldn't you know?
I'll get
you
dinner
never
on the
failed.
Table, dear.
Me, that's been driving since I was 16 years old.
Every Sunday on CBS Radio, adventure waits for you in the West, where all too often guns talk straighter than men. Sunday, here's CBS Radio's Frontier Gentleman and Gunsmoke. Frontier Gentleman's the story of a British journalist covering America's expansion to the West. Relive the rousing days of the 1870s each Sunday as most of these stations present Frontier Gentleman. Then later on in the day, go west again on CBS Radio for the law-enforcing exploits of Gunsmoke's Marshall Dillon. There's no sugarcoating on his Dodge City experiences either. The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce. It is produced by Walter Hart. This is Stuart Metz, inviting you to listen again Monday to The Couple Next Door.